It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Welcome back, and thank you very much for sticking around. You're still listening to Adventist World Radio. This is the third and final hour of Live with Nayelo Pondwana, and we are together concluding our conversation today at 3 o'clock, but we're still at it. This is only the beginning of the third and final hour. It's 11 minutes after 2. We are now concluding our conversation about conflict. This is a very, very difficult subject to deal with because conflict is never a pleasant subject to deal with in and by itself. But then again, now to have all these various aspects of conflicts perused. Today we're diving into the nitty-gritty of conflict resolution with practical, actionable steps to help you navigate and resolve disputes in all areas of your life. Hopefully we'll focus on the essentials of forgiveness, effective communication, and reconciliation, if possible, turning potential battlegrounds to opportunities for peace and understanding. So let's transform and approach, at least our particular approaches to conflict, with concrete strategies that lead to lasting resolutions. And as per usual, for the rest of the week, we've been having our chaperone through this journey, our pastor who's been helping us understand. It's Pastor Mujuru. Good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you, my leader.
So today we're concluding our conversation by talking about practical solutions to conflict resolutions. What are the first steps you should take when you're recognizing a conflict is brewing in your life?
Thank you, my leader. First and foremost, allow me to thank our Lord for giving us this privilege and the opportunity to learn one or two things. Like we have mentioned, conflict resolution is one of the critical lessons we need to understand even as we wait for the second coming. Some of the steps, the practical steps for conflict resolution, even before we go into details, it must be very clear that, number one, you must clarify the source of the problem. It must be very clear, in whatever situation you want to resolve a conflict, the source of the problem must be clarified to know what is the issue at hand. And we must go beyond the conflict and identify other barriers. What else, so that the issues of this conflict may not resurface as we establish the common goal. As we explore that goal, we must reach an agreement and develop that agreement, which will make sure that the conflict is being resolved. So as an individual, first and foremost, identify yourself, who you are, then acknowledge what you want, then evaluate how not acknowledging or the conflict may bring hindrance to your best of yourself. Once you do that, and once you acknowledge this thing, you are able even to equip yourself to resolve the issues and find a solution. So seek out the source of the conflict, listen for feelings first, then fact, then identify and discuss interest. Don't focus on what's wrong or what is wrong or what, but don't even focus on being right or winning. Just focus on reconciliation. Focus on resolving the problem. And keep the circle small. These are very first important steps, my leader, especially when you say keep the circle small. Sometimes we brew up the issue by telling almost everyone. By the time we want to resolve, then the issue is out of hand because others are even, you know, the third party report, they report more than what has been indeed happening. Indeed. So in our conflict resolution, keep the circle small. Don't tell the entire world. Don't go to social media when you have that an issue, so that everyone knows that you have a challenge. This one will help us as we look at the first steps in yourself to recognize the conflict.
Let's talk about empathetic communication and, well, perhaps to an extent, listening and trying to understand the other person's perspective. Help us around that.
Thank you, my leader. This one, when we talk about empathetic communication, how it can help us. Number one, it involves the putting yourself in their shoes. As you listen and as you look at this situation, you put yourself in that issue. If it was me, how am I going to feel it? acknowledging their emotions. If it was me, how am I going to take it? And so you validate that perception together. When you have active listening and empath, this can help you build the rapport and have that trust and mature understanding of others. So you must have that inner of accepting and putting yourself in those issues. If it were me, how is it going to, how could I be felt? So active listening, as because empathetic communication and understanding the perceptive of listening, we are saying active listening is a set of techniques designed to help you to hear and understand. So don't just hear. You also hear and understand, because in understanding, that's when you can put yourself in their shoes. Say, if this thing can hit, what can I do for it to be sorted out? Because as you do more of listening, you focus on both facts and feeling. And then this helps to reduce the tensions and also issues of defensiveness. No, what? But active listening is something which is very important as you develop issues of empathetic communication, which can help to resolve the situation.
Okay. And so we are talking about this in an environment which is not always kind, because some people would have been broken and hurt and pained and bruised, which makes it difficult to forgive. Talk to us about forgiveness.
Sure, my leader. You have mentioned it very right and correct. Because without forgiveness, you cannot have that reconciliation. Without forgiveness, it's very difficult. So we must understand that forgiveness plays a critical role in negotiating and conflict resolution. It's about letting go of the past grievance and focusing on the future possibilities. Forgiveness also helps in managing emotions and the critical aspect of successive negotiating. Now, coming to the question, what role does the forgiveness play in issues of conflict resolution, and how can this help us in a practical way? Forgiveness, it helps to shift, like I mentioned yesterday, it also helps to shift in issues of mindset and transform that harmful attitude. Once you have that mindset, you are forgiven. It transforms, it brings out that hatred. It brings the hatred which we hamper inner, such that we are unable to forgive. You hear people say, I can't greet him. No, me, that one where I seated. It's because of the hatred which is inside. But if you forgive, it will shift that mindset and transform you and have a better attitude towards others and towards any situation. And as you do that, it builds the bridges between all those wrongs and things which are not working well. And when you build this, you will find that the circles of violence, it is broken, it ends. And this also helps you and me even to build a more peaceful, common future or environment. So once you are able to forgive, even when you are discussing, even where you are seated, if there is forgiveness, my leader, there is peace there. But if there is no forgiveness, even if somebody is saying genuinely, you start thinking otherwise. Maybe he wants to achieve other things. Maybe he wants to harm me. So when you have that forgiveness, it also brings the foundation of dialogue. You can't dialogue with anyone if there is no forgiveness, because you still have that hatred. So when resolving a conflict, unless there is forgiveness, then dialogue can be there. And when you release that bitterness and anger, it brings all things to work well and things allow us to move. So as you forgive, my leader, as I forgive, it allows you to learn more. Because in the more you forgive, you learn other things. As you forgive, it proves you don't know it all. Because sometimes conflict comes thinking that I know it all. This thing's supposed to be done like this. But as you forgive, it gives you room to prove that, can't there is this and that, which I also need to learn. It also creates the endless possibilities of conflict. It magnifies and brings you the strength. You know, when you forgive, for me, I believe when you forgive, then you have shown the strength. Saying sorry is not weakness. Actually, saying sorry to me, it shows how strength you are. And it connects and relates you to people who may think otherwise, and it gives you power to check here and there and come up with a resolution which helps us. After all, we are human beings and we are expected to live in heaven together. We are children of God, created by God. So we need to have that environment to forgive. If God was able to forgive all our sins. You know, when we sinned, we are supposed to die, as we read the Bible. But God saw, these are my children. He was able to forgive us. So I feel forgiveness plays a very important role in these issues of conflict resolution.
If you're saying people who are hurt and bruised and, still ailing from the last stab wounds they suffered from these people, and many people set boundaries for themselves in order to prevent themselves not to get hurt again. That's they do what you were talking about there. They say, I'm not going to be talking to that person because when I talk to them, they spit venom. They set boundaries, therefore, to avoid the venom that comes from those people. Talk to us about respectful boundaries. How can setting clear and respectful boundaries contribute to resolving conflicts?
Amen. First and foremost, boundaries, when are well organized, facilitated well in a better way, these will bring healthy communication. Because sometimes we go beyond our boundaries. And in terms of communication, just that it brings what? Confusion and conflict is that. So when you have these boundaries, my leader, it helps to bring healthy communication. When individuals are clear about their boundaries, they can express their needs and consent more effectively. So we must understand, because this will bring a healthy communication. This leads to open and honest conversation, which are essential for resolving conflict and building intimacy, and also bringing issues which will help even the organization, even the team, even the family to grow. So boundaries will help us as we do the resolving of conflict. It will bring healthy communication. And also, when we have these boundaries, we all have expectation for others. You know, we expect, for example, when I'm at a company, I expect my supervisor to tell me up to that level. My supervisor also expects me to do this work up to that one. But if I don't know these boundaries, this will bring confusion. And when there's confusion, conflict arises. So boundaries helps to make sure that everyone is on the same page. If you do not clearly communicate your expectation and boundaries, then these will bring confusion and conflict to raise. You know, communication is very important in whatever what we do in any situation. So boundaries will help you and me to understand that me, I end here. And when you talk about all these boundaries, they will help me to do the right thing, because I will not go beyond what I'm expected to do. I will only go up to where I'm expected to. And if I go beyond, that's why I've got a supervisor. He or she will tell me, say, my pastor here, you cannot go beyond this, you end here. So boundaries, for me, it's one of the essential things which can help, especially those who have harbored hatreds. You see, sometimes we need to educate one another to say, this conflict came because maybe you went beyond this boundary. If you had not gone beyond this boundary, this thing would have not happened. Of course, we are human beings. We live in a foreign world. We can't run out of it. We are all sinners. So sometimes we do things ignorant. Sometimes we do things deliberate. But once we understand our boundaries, this will help us in issues of resolving conflicts.
Let's conclude our conversation, Mfundisi, by talking about how then we can approach conflict resolution in the family and the workplace. What can you advise as an effective tool to approach conflict resolution in the family and in the workplace?
Thank you, my leader. Once there is a conflict, either in the family or at workplace, I think we must understand and begin to bring what we are calling people who may come in. Of course, I mentioned earlier on, let not the circle be large. Now we are talking about mediators, those who can come and listen to this story and be able to bring face to face and be able to reason. And these must be people who will not bring favoritism when we want to resolve things at workplace, in a family. When you bring, we must bring somebody at least who is able to stand on the truth. So that this person will tell his story, this person will tell his story. When I'm called that there is a misunderstanding, when I go there, I should not go with a bias. I must go and listen to this story and listen to this story. And I must not go, I shouldn't go with answers. People, those who have the situation, I must at least try by all means to help them come up with a solution. Because when these who have misunderstood, they come up with a solution, I want to agree and understand that that will be a permanent one. Because conflict strategy, sometimes, you know, there are things we cannot run out of it. Sometimes this conflict, we can use a strategy of avoiding. There must be a way to avoid. Sometimes we must also avoid issues of competition. We must use also a strategy of accommodating. Things happen, whether we like it or not. We are in this world, things happening. We must accommodate and be able to understand. Sometimes we must reach a point of compromise, not compromising for to make things worse. To make sure that things work out, you can agree, say, okay, for the sake of peace, for the sake of heaven, let's do this and this. Sometimes we must also agree to cooperate and work as a team. So managing conflict regularly, we must need communication, which is very clear. We must be open. We must say the truth. We must face the problem and not attack a person as an individual. It will not help. So try to stay calm when there's a problem. Try to put emotions aside. Don't interrupt the other person while they are speaking. Actively listen, help in resolving. Check that you understand. And where I don't understand, ask a question. What about this? Did you say so? So that you are clearly communicate your side of the story clearly and honestly. If you follow these strategies, we are able to resolve conflicts, my leader.
All right. Got it. Loud and clear. A very difficult subject to delve into this week. But thank you very much for your time, Fundis, and your insights for coming through to talk to us. Have a wonderful preparation day and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow. Thank you very much.
I'm humbled, and God bless you, my leader.
All right. That's how we end our conversation on conflict this week. My goodness. It was a painful conversation to have, especially as people. We all have been in a conflict or two or many. And now that we have to contend with the issues, now that we have to contend with ourselves, we must pray that God helps us to avoid conflict. But if conflict is unavoidable, let's pray that God helps us to manage it well. If it needs to be resolved, we resolve it. We resolve it together. Well, remember the Bible verse that says, as much as possible, as it depends on you, live peaceably with other people. Huh? Remember, as we part ways, live peaceably with your fellow man. Let's take a piece of music and come back and conclude with song and worship.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.